Hello, this is The Friar. Thank you so much for joining us today on this Friday, May 28th, 2021. I'm just delighted that you're with us as we continue to pray this Rosary Marathon at the invitation of Pope Francis. Just the usual reminders, you can sign up for our podcasts by going to our webpage, thefriar.org. While you're at thefriar.org, you can sign up for our newsletter by entering your email in the form at the top of the page and clicking subscribe. You can also pray this Rosary Marathon live with one of the 30 Marian shrines around the world that are praying this Rosary Marathon. And you can do that at 11 a.m. Central in the United States or 1700 hours GMT. And that is the link for that is on our website, as is the link available at Vatican Radio, their website. There is no religious training that prepares a religious leader for a pandemic. This is most especially true when the pandemic is caused by a disease we have never faced before. Often, the religious leader is one who has to channel their own fears into helping others address their fears. And fear also brings out very strong feelings which of themselves do not help people to act their best. The primary role of the leaders of the church is to help us to see more clearly the ways in which God seeks to save us. In the case of the Holy Father, his leadership was very evident a year ago in March when he blessed the world with the monstrance containing the Blessed Sacrament. How powerful it was to see the stark dependence upon God that leads to holiness. Bishops are called to find the balance between making the sacraments available to foster the faith of people in the direct encounter with Jesus these sacraments bring, with a legitimate concern about public safety. Often this came with the challenges of navigating a system of government that was not always respectful of the human need to worship. Priests and deacons can be those who find themselves closest to those who suffer. Often at great risk, there were priests and deacons who courageously ministered to those who were sick and dying. As we continue this Rosary Marathon, let us pray for the Holy Father, bishops, presbyters, and deacons. Thank you so much for joining us today. I was delighted to have you with us. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. And let us pray for each other. May God bless you.